City's favourite, KC 107.7.
As we observe Human Rights Month, we focus on the fundamental rights that shape the lives of young South Africans, from access to education and healthcare to the right of freedom of expression. These issues impact our youth every day. Now, joining me today is Magistrate Clifton Masetti, a legal expert deeply familiar with constitutional rights and their real-world application. We're going to be discussing the legal protections for young people, the challenges they face, and how we can ensure these rights are upheld. Magistrate Masetti, lovely to have you with me today. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you to the listeners as well. I'm good today, and thank you for inviting me.
It is such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to be diving into the topic of freedom of expression. So let's get into it. Now, Magistrate Masetti, youth activism has gained momentum, you know, with young people using social media, which is a powerful tool, and protesters to voice their concerns. So what are the legal boundaries of freedom of expression, and where does the law draw the line between free speech and unlawful conduct?
Yes. Right, let's first start with the constitutional framework. Section 16 and 19 of the Bill of Rights guarantee the freedom of expression and political rights, which are essential for youth participation in governance. And in the recent years, we have seen an increase in youth-led initiatives and participation in, for example, political processes, as you have said in that regard. Now, it is indeed so that every right has, if I can use the term, have its limits. It's not absolute, and so is the right to expression as well. So in other words, there are other constitutional rights that you have to see that what you are expressing yourself does not violate any other person's rights. For example, the right to privacy, the right to dignity, and so forth. In other words, there is a boundary whereupon you can express yourself, but within limits. And those limits are also guaranteed in our constitution, and there are various met court cases, for example, where this have been tested up unto the constitutional court.
Magistrate Masetti, how do legal protections ensure that youth voices are heard in policy making without fear or any sort of intimidation or repercussions?
Now, that is a very important question, because if we really look practically today, where does the youth have a voice? And the Bill of Rights do guarantee them that right, but there is not really platforms, if I can say it like that. There are youth organizations, for example, if we go way back before the constitutional democracy, that you get various youth leagues within the various political parties. But after that, it kind of phased out. And that's why I believe that there is time to give the youth some form of place where they can participate and voice themselves, apart from what we see, for example, the various strikes that they're doing and marches and so forth, which often becomes violent. But that, you have to understand, is out of frustration, because there's no platform where they could go and express themselves.
Very important to have these kind of conversations. Magistrate Clifton Masetti, thank you for shedding light on, you know, very critical issues. We appreciate it. As we mark Human Rights Month, let's continue advocating for a future where every young South African can access their rights without any sort of barriers. Thank you so much for your time today, and have a wonderful time further.
Thank you, and thank you to the listeners as well.
The best rival in the greater Paul Valley. Only on Case 107.7.